I want you to give us a call. 570-POD-1-1, baby. Ooh. Give us a call. 570-POD-1-1, hun.
Y'all heard?
1, 2, 3. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
It's Y'all Heard.
Yeah.
A podcast where me, Marissa Phillips.
And me, Pete Phillips.
Are not related.
And this is a show where two friends who have been bringing you a podcast for, I think, 100 years, tell you things that we've learned for ourselves and sometimes things that we've learned totally by accident.
In other words, we'll tell you things you didn't know you needed to know.
I promise, Marissa, that's the only thing I kept from when we recorded last time.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we going to tell them that we missed a whole, lost a whole episode? Well, we lost a whole episode, everyone.
But I think we're at like 300 and something, and it's only happened twice.
Oh, really? That's it? Oh, okay. I thought it had happened 4 times. I had to explain to my husband why I talked for so long, and we still didn't have a podcast.
Yeah. We need a producer, guys. We still need a producer.
Yep.
Because clearly, we're the talent. How you doing, Marissa?
I forgot about that part. I'm fine. I'm at the stressful part of my pumpkin growing journey.
Good,
they were
good.
Doing fantastic every single day. Now they're doing this thing where they wilt in the morning and then come back to life, which apparently is possibly a thing. But when I Google, like, am I watering them too much? Am I watering them too little? Like, yeah, they're like, they could be wilted because of the summer sun or because you watered them too much or because you watered them too little.
Yep.
So I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, that's really it. My pumpkins. I had a Halloween, not a sign, not a Halloween sign. I had a garden flag in my yard of a ghost eating pancakes. And you couldn't see it anymore because the pumpkins grew over it. And I was going to move the flag yesterday. But the vines of the pumpkins had like
wrapping around.
Yeah.
Nice.
They wrapped all around it. So I don't dare move it now.
That's kind of fun. They know it's there.
Yeah, so I kind of love that.
Style.
Yeah. So next Mother's Day, keep me in mind because I'm currently a plant mom.
Yep.
Yeah.
How dare you?
How are you?
I'm surviving.
Okay.
I wish I slept more yesterday.
Okay. Well, sounds like Pete's doing great.
I talked to somebody who I haven't talked to in a while, and they said, how's life? And it took me 2 days to text them back.
Unless you got some intel that the person you're about to talk to, like, things are going well, don't ask that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a word to the wise.
Yeah, that could be our icebreaker today. Like, what should you ask instead? But that seems pretty hard.
Yeah.
So, instead,
icebreaker.
I'm going to ask you this one. If you had a ton of money, but you, like, it was a grant, so you had to follow their rules, and the only rule was you had to spend it on making a YouTube channel.
Fuck me.
What would your YouTube channel be about?
Okay, I'm going to let you answer that one first, for sure.
So, I thought about it for a while. And I thought, like, I could... At first, I was like, oh, maybe I can, like, help other people who are talented. Because I can't come up with a whole damn channel's worth of shit.
Yeah, okay.
But then I thought, no, they have those, like that music that you can play, like while you're studying and stuff like that. They have like weird audio type channels. So I thought it's going to be like, there's going to be live streams and it's going to be of really normal stuff like birds or like two old people sitting in recliners, like one's reading and one's knitting.
This is your channel? Where are you getting two old people in a recliner? You're hiring
I have
people?
Tons of money. Yeah, I can just hire them.
Oh, okay. Huh. Okay.
Or like a boat sailing.
So you're going to like, okay, wow. Interesting. I don't know what I thought your answer would be, but interesting.
Yeah, so just like normal stuff. Okay. That people who aren't in normal situations can observe.
Okay.
And people who are in normal situations can kind of put them on as like, yeah, some background relaxing
noise. What do you
mean,
like people who aren't in normal situations? Like people who are like in a torture dungeon can look at your boat? Okay.
People who are landlocked can look at the boats. People who are in the cold can look at like the tropical birds.
Okay. All right. I'm surprised you didn't just go with like a nature channel.
Nah, I don't like nature that much.
Okay.
Or like I do, but like not. No, I don't that much. I'm not laying down with bugs.
Okay.
I thought yours was going to be fast.
What did you think mine was going to be?
That you were going to spend it all on a courtship of veneer as a YouTube.
Oh, yeah, basically that is my answer. I was just thinking if there was anything else I was overlooking. But, yeah, basically. If you're not familiar with what the fuck I'm talking about, I had a project, started as an Instagram, then it became a Substack. Now I'm questioning why I spend time on it.
There's a little dash of TikTok, right?
I disabled that, but I was like, why did I disable that? I thought you couldn't have two TikToks at once, and I'm a dumbass. So I deleted it, but I was thinking of putting it back. But it's basically I pretend I'm one of four Victorian-ish characters, and I make up fake etiquette and like life advice. I would love to put a whole bunch of money into that. And
you don't have to play all four characters now if you don't want.
Yeah, that would be great because it's a lot of work and I just, like, in my Substack, I abandoned most of the characters. But, not to go into a whole diatribe, but, I don't have a large following on Substack, but my content is very consistent and four people recently unfollowed me. And I'm like, what? What did that like? And I was just like, and it's not like, it's fine if it's not the right content for you, but like.
But I read it, and it's not like you put out something that was like blatantly offensive or like really stupid or really crappy or something.
Yeah, or like I've never put out something that would make you think it was something else for like a moment.
Yeah, that's so true too.
I was just like, what in the world happened there? And I make a point to not look at how many followers my Substacks get. But sometimes I press the wrong button and I see it. Mm-hmm. And that one really bothered me because I put a good, like I put a lot of effort into it. Anyway, whatever. So yeah, let's move on before I keep thinking about it.
Well, the reason I ask you that question is because I had never heard of, perhaps you have, Marissa. If you have, then maybe I'll tell you some things you don't know. But, audience, I had never heard of Darman until this year.
I don't know what that is.
Good.
Okay,
so I had heard of him because this podcast that I like that I plugged on the missing episode, Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists, did an episode where they were pretending to be writers for Darman Productions. And it sounded silly because they came up with all these like video titles and they all sound like clickbait. And that's pretty much what it is. Now, I don't know exactly what his demographic is for these videos, but there's a lot of people watching them. So It's one of those things where he's been doing this since 2018, but I had never heard of him. And then you discover something and you're like, why does this man have 1500 videos?
Oh, so he's like where does he create content? Is it on YouTube?
Yeah.
I gotta say, for as much bullshit as I do online, I don't know anything about YouTube. And I actually hate watching YouTube videos a lot.
Yeah, when people listen, I don't know what people would do at a party, okay?
Okay.
But one time I was at a party, Marissa wasn't there, which is rare that I would socialize without Marissa. But I was at a party and they were like, hey, put on Billy on the Street clips. And then they just went to YouTube and kept watching Billy on the Street clips.
Wait, when was this?
It was when that was like a thing. But yeah, still, okay. I was like, this is what we're doing now. I guess because it's on YouTube, it's okay. But if we all sat down and watched a movie, that would be boring, right? Like,
even when we were in college and YouTube was more novel, like whenever someone was like, watch this series of YouTube videos, I wanted to die.
Honestly, I know Marissa and I spoke on the phone yesterday and we talked a little bit about, like something peripherally related to this, but like, if anybody says, look at this thing on my phone, I'm not interested. And if somebody wants to send me something, I'm also like, there's so little chance that we're gonna, with the exception of Marissa, I guess, there's so little chance that we're both gonna get the same thing out of this.
Yeah, my husband has a fucked up algorithm. Yeah, I'll just say that, where it's just like, I went on this plane and heard this racial slur, or I went on this plane and this woman got kicked off. And sometimes he'll be in a room and I'll say, oh, what's happening? And he'll go, I'll send it to you. And I'm like, don't. I don't want that. Yeah. All I want you to do is tell me what it is and it's done. And he sometimes sends me stuff and I'm like, stop. You're going to fuck up my algorithm. I don't want this shit on my algorithm.
Yeah, today's episode might have messed mine up.
Oh, no.
But, so this is a guy. Darman is his name. He's a guy who has a bunch of money. And, you know, like, some people just have a bunch of money.
Like that guy who, like, paid for the... Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, sometimes I listen to so much Last Podcast that I think it is my own life, what I do. Like, did we ever talk about that guy, the, like, pedophile who, like, had a wedding in Paris Disneyland and he paid all these actors to be guests at his wedding?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a thing, just speaking of people who have a lot of money. And it was a wedding to a 12-year-old, but it wasn't legally binding. But then Disney found out what was happening, but they agreed to let him have the wedding before they realized that his quote-unquote bride was 12 years old. And he said he was just trying to give her a Prince Charming experience. He wasn't a creep. Anyway, let's continue. Sorry.
Yeah. So, he uses a portion of this money that he has to begin Darman Studios, which produces YouTube videos that are basically morality plays. And they're also, they're also pretty insulting and kind of bizarre, but we'll get to that in a little bit. The channel has over 1500 videos, 25 million followers, and over 17 billion views. Now, I thought 17 billion views was a lot of views, but then I looked up highest rated YouTube channels, and the top one that's in English is called Coco Melon, and they do nursery rhymes, which makes sense. I'm going to put this on to put my kid to sleep. They have 204 billion watches, or views, excuse me. So, 17 billion's not bad, but it ain't no nursery rhyme.
I just want to say I'm not jumping ahead and ruining your topic, but I just Googled him just so I could just see what he looked like. And I'm just seeing screenshots of the videos he makes.
Yeah.
And I'm not screenshots, thumbnails or whatever, you know, like the promo shot. I know that this is upsetting content just from the thumbnails. Like, I'm upset. I don't like this topic.
So the channel puts out new videos every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's a staggering amount of stuff.
Like, oh, I'll tell you what.
Your favorite TV show only comes out once a week, maybe for 8 to 10 weeks. And this guy's putting out 3 videos a week every week.
I was going to say, I know that I'm sure his are longer in length, but TikTok people will argue that if you're not posting every day multiple times a day, you're never going to make it, which I find psychotic.
I feel like they are like soap opera level production. You know, they're not like sleek, slick Hollywood type things, but they are, you know, watchable. And they don't have the same actors in every video either, which is also something like, it's not like just me, Marissa, and like 5 of our friends putting on wigs or mustaches or something to play different characters.
Yeah.
So this is diversified content, and it also has some of the stupidest morals I've ever seen.
Okay.
The first one that I picked to watch was one called She Dated 100 Millionaires to Find True Love, which is about a girl of indeterminate age. There's a lot of older people playing younger people and younger people potentially playing older people. But this woman, her mother makes her date 100 millionaires from across the country in order to get her own multi-million dollar inheritance from her grandmother. So let me just put that a different way. The grandmother died, left the granddaughter millions of dollars, but she can't have it until she gets married. But she can't get married to somebody who isn't a millionaire because her mom doesn't want her to marry somebody who's going to take her money.
Okay, but the grandma didn't say that, right?
Right.
Okay.
But the whole entire thing is so that she can get her own inheritance, which she is legally entitled to. So the mother stipulates that all of these dates will be at the same restaurant because we can only afford one set.
Also, I'll tell you what, I used to, because I was lazy, take everyone I was dating to the same bar, and I kept getting the same waiter, and he didn't say anything, but it was embarrassing at a point, so well, that's psychotic.
It's funny you should mention that, because she also gets the same waiter every time. Do you see where this is going yet? He's kind, he's charming, and he worked hard. Gosh, you think that she would marry the waiter over any of these silly millionaire cliches that they put in front of her. And it happens eventually, but it does take 15 minutes for her to realize that this is the guy that she should be with. That's right.
Watching a 15-minute YouTube video.
It takes 15 minutes, and it ain't over yet.
Holy shit.
In a TikTok age, having people make and then having people actually watch 15 to 25 minute videos is insane.
Yeah.
At some point in the video, they show their love to one another. The waiter and the girl kiss. And when they do, they change the camera angle so that it's behind them and they are like blurred out.
Okay.
Which I felt was very weird, but I didn't watch enough of them to see if they like hide all signs of affection or feel like it's inappropriate or whatever.
But they could have been fucking.
No, no, no. They were standing in the restaurant or in a house or something like that. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could be fucking standing, but.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Then I went to Pretty Girl Fakes Nice to Use Boys. She Instantly Regrets It. And in this one, a pretty girl tries to seduce her male peers into giving her discounts at stores or doing the big physics class project. What bothers me, though, is not the portrayal of the pretty girl. It's the portrayal of the nerdy guys, because we're getting characters that are really one-dimensional. And, like, you look at this person who's playing the nerd, and you're like, that guy looks like a nerd.
Okay.
So, again, we're not really getting depth or anything like that, which, you know, again, based on the titles, Marissa, that you saw, it's probably not surprising.
Yeah.
The pretty girl is also empty and shallow, and the nerds all just crumble when she asks for something with very little effort. She wins the starring role of Juliet in the school play because she's prettier than everybody else, but she also sucks at acting. And in the end, her friend drags her through learning the part that she needs to learn so that she can succeed because a college administrator is coming to the play. And the college administrator is like, wow, you guys act really well. My college would love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
And takes them both out to dinner. But the fact remains that she still got the role because she's pretty. She learned the role so that she could get this college deal, but she got the role because she's pretty. So I don't know what I'm supposed to learn here, that like you have to be pretty and you have to work hard.
No, I'm just distracted by like the fact that like I'm assuming an adult did the casting process.
Yeah.
And that's gross.
And that an old adult man is the college administrator who's taking both of these young ladies out to dinner alone after the play.
Yeah, like a pretty girl, like getting what she wants from people her age is fine, but I'm not okay with a video where a pretty girl gets what she wants from older people.
Yeah.
That's gross.
In, I couldn't resist this one. In Two Thieves Fall in Love During Heist.
Oh my God.
A girl steals things. Now Marissa, Two Thieves Fall in Love During Heist. Now when I read you the title, Pretty Girl Fakes Nice to Use Boys, you get that.
Yeah.
But Two Thieves Fall in Love During Heist might be a little more difficult to understand.
Yeah.
So a girl steal, it opens with a girl stealing something and she steals things in order to make, in order to make other people smile. So she steals this expensive bracelet, puts it in a box, puts it on the floor in front of a door, knocks on the door, and then hides around the corner so that she can see her elderly neighbor open the door, look confused, pick up the box, open it, and smile because she just got an expensive bracelet for no reason out of the blue.
Okay.
She took on this mission of stealing things to make people smile because she was inspired by her dad. Her dad, who picks her up from school in a fireman's jacket. You know, we have to like him because he's a fireman.
Oh, yeah.
She takes, it turns out she takes requests from people in an online form. And these people are asking her to steal things for them and giving her the reasons why. So, you know, like why it would make them smile. Anyway, the stories on these are so off the wall, and the lessons that they teach are either really simple or actually have no, you know, no lesson at all.
I just want to know that I'm distracted by that whole concept that, like, she, like, leaves something nice at someone's doorstep, and they take it, and they're happy, because yeah. We periodically get packages, by mistake, it turns out, from Aaron's mother, but packages we didn't order, and they'll be, like, of clothing or nice face cream. And I'm like, I don't know who ordered this. I'll take it. And my husband goes, no, it's probably a bomb. And he doesn't say that jokingly. Once yeah. A shirt came by mistake and he made us put it out. He just made us like, but if it was a bomb, we should have thrown, like, done away with it. But he made us, like, keep it in the garage and I wasn't allowed to like. And it turns out his mother just sent it to us by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how is this shirt a bomb? So my point is just, I don't know, do people just open packages in order? Not in this house.
Yeah, this one didn't look like a mailed package. I don't know why the woman took it in the first place. Like,
yeah. Okay.
I don't know, maybe she's delirious. Anyway, Darman was profiled by the New York Times in 2021. Mm-hmm. And in this article, they asked the question, how did he get here, and how did we get here that were watching me? So I have a few excerpts from that, starting with this one. Mr. Man's Path, which I don't love this article because they refer to people as Mr. and Ms. I don't know if that's a thing. Anyway, Mr. Man's path to online video stardom was a winding one. His parents emigrated from India with $7 between them, he said, and he grew up sharing a one-bedroom apartment in the Bay Area with three families. His parents worked long hours running the taxi company they founded. And because they weren't around a lot, he says, instead of being able to give me their time, they gave me money to do things. And then he began to believe that in order to have love and live a meaningful life, you have to have money. Now, this isn't too crazy because his parents kind of killed it with that taxi company. They made money hand over fist running Friendly Taxi in Oakland, California.
Okay.
And with the profits, they started buying up real estate and renting that out. So that's why Darman has a ton of money to work with, or at least had a ton of money to work with. They did this so much, though, that they were fined $4 million by the city of Oakland because they were renting out hazardous places that were deemed to people who were deemed vulnerable tenants. Most of the tenants at these properties were low-income immigrants, many of whom did not speak English.
That's disgusting.
These properties often lacked smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, had illegally installed water heaters or no hot water at all, and had hazardous electrical wiring. Some bedrooms were windowless, which I didn't know you could get fined for. Some bedrooms were windowless, and the hallways were too narrow to allow for safe evacuation. And many of these units had been illegally converted from commercial or warehouse spaces into residential apartments.
I think the only reason they got fined were because they themselves were brown.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think people should get fined for this, but I feel like people give you windowless apartments all the time.
Yeah. The judge in the case described their actions as deliberate evasion of the building permit process. Just so you know, Darman's videos about landlords only have to do with evil landlords evicting grandmothers, single mothers, or poor men. There's no indication of their living conditions inside the apartment, so he doesn't really touch that.
Yeah, of course.
On his own, Darman started several businesses that didn't do too well, but he never seemed short of seed money to try again. Again, he had rich parents. He tried real estate, which actually seems pretty easy if your family's already doing real estate.
Yeah.
He tried luxury car rentals. And, of course, he started a mortgage refinancing company right before the financial crisis of 2008. Then he started a weed company, at the start of which was profiled amazingly by Mother Jones in 2010. I'm not going to give you a bunch of stuff from that, but man, is it a fun article to read when you know that a year later they reported, the same publication reported, that the joint venture was going up in smoke. His partner sued him, and then he sued him back. It was a thing. Yeah. Next, there was court for some real estate fraud. And then he started a cosmetic subscription company. And the cosmetic subscription company sold cosmetics through subscription, but also offered online tutorials about how to use the products. And
what was the name of it? Do you know?
No. Sorry. I saw it, but I don't. Okay. Anyway, this is when he realized that people can make money from content. In Bank Manager Humiliates Young Customer, a young blonde in shorts and a t-shirt is not being taken seriously by a bank manager who's in a rush, but not too much of a rush to take a lot of time to talk down to her. Yeah. He's got to be ready for a big meeting, and I'm guessing that somehow she is involved in that meeting. The guy is a huge jerk to her, and it turns out that, yes, this young lady is a tech entrepreneur, and the manager of the bank is fired at the end. In another, which also takes place in a bank, a teller is fired for thinking that a black woman is robbing her bank because she's wearing a sweater.
What? That doesn't make sense. Is there part of that sentence missing?
Nope. The video is this woman is trying to take money out of the bank. And she's wearing a sweater, like a baggy type sweater. It's not a sweatshirt. If it was a baggy sweatshirt, maybe I could see where this lady was coming from. But she's like, oh no, this is a black person. And then on the back of her deposit slip, she said, can you please be quiet about, like something like, can you, you know, please be quiet about what you're doing.
Wait. The black woman wrote that at the end of her.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Of her withdrawal. Because she was withdrawing a bunch of money from the bank. The bank that, by the way, you find out she owns. Which, again, you're taking it too far.
Hey, this is idiotic.
Anyway, that lady was clearly racist. Nobody in the video liked her. Anyway. Lots of these focus on money, power, and good looks. And you can bet that if someone has one of those things, they're probably not a good person in the video, but they might be by the end.
I don't respect anyone who watches these videos. Just FYI.
Well, I want you to know that you're probably going to want to watch one. In Prom Queen Falls in Love with Emo Guy.
Oh.
At a prom that looks like it's attended by 20 people max.
Okay.
The emo kid who's wearing a buttoned-up shirt with gears as buttons.
Wait, so he's
he's steampunk.
Our man doesn't know what anything is. Okay.
And of course he has black fingernails, right?
Yeah.
He's looked over by the prom queen. But in drama class, again, for some reason, he wows the class with his performance of a monologue from Romeo and Juliet again. Cause I think it's the only play that this guy knows.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why this is all like after the prom, because I thought the prom was towards the end of the year.
I think so.
So I don't know why there's so much activity happening after the prom. But anyway, they both end up starring opposite one another in a play. And throughout the video, the emo kid changes from the steampunk look to a less steampunk all black, then to a Metallica t-shirt and jeans, and then to clothes that I would wear to work.
But she didn't fall in love with him. He just fucking changes for her?
The videos are constantly promoting and exploiting stereotypes. Rather than character development, they rely on your real-world prejudices of, for example, emo kids and prom queens.
Emo kids don't exist anymore. I hope this was made a long time ago, because that's not like even a thing anymore.
They use your prejudices to try to subvert your expectations. It's kind of like they meant Shrek to be. But Shrek never looked scary to me. I got it. I only understood that he was scary because everybody in the movie reacted to him like he was scary. Going back to the article, man speaks about online content. Holy God, Marissa, hang on to your hat.
What? Did it stop recording?
No.
Oh.
Man speaks of online content as if it saved him. Before starting his channel, quote, I had relationship conflicts. I had business failures. I went through anxiety. I went through depression. I remember how important it was hearing or seeing or watching the right piece of content at that time when I needed it most.
What the fuck? What's wrong with you?
This is the one, man. Ooh. He recalled taking private dance lessons from an instructor who grew annoyed when he would cancel classes at the last minute. Then one day he showed up on time, but the instructor didn't show up. He sent the instructor frustrated messages, but he received no response from the dance instructor. The next morning, the instructor's father messaged Mr. Mann to say that his son had committed suicide.
Yep, I was gonna say.
Choking back tears, Mr. Mann said that the episode, not episode of his channel, but the episode that he was in, led him to realize how often people fail to understand each other. Oh my gosh, like, wow, you don't know what someone's going through.
Wait, but he didn't explain why he's always canceling last minute?
Right.
That seems like it's the whole problem in this story.
Maybe he killed himself because he wasn't getting paid.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
And now you get to learn those same lessons in videos like kids make fun of boy with autism, they instantly regret it, or poor kid shamed for old shoes.
So there's a way, because I wonder how they instantly regret it. And also I want to make it clear, I'm never watching one of these videos, no matter what this says, but like that, it just sounds like you're like, kill them all. Like, I don't, like, what is... Did you watch that one?
That one I did not watch.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of...
I feel like, never
mind. Oh, you know, we'll save that for the end, that okay. question, Marissa, of what it looks like to instantly regret it.
Okay.
Okay, going back to that article. If I use images of people that look a little bit different, like I had a girl that had a... Sorry, guys, this episode's difficult for me. If I use images of people that look a little different, like I had a girl that had a bald head as my thumbnail, and she shaved her head because she was someone that was dealing with cancer, he said.
Okay.
I don't think he knows how chemo works. You don't shave your head because you have cancer. Your hair falls out.
Well, I guess some people do shave it when they notice it's falling out. Like in movies, they're always, that's like a thing that happens. But maybe.
If it was because her friend was someone who was dealing with cancer and she wanted to be, in solidarity, that would make sense to me, but.
Well, he sounds like an idiot.
You will never not see a gold digger video, Darman actor Mayor Mulrooney said. They can twist that story so many times. People love those gold digger stories. They really do.
But why? I just don't get it. Like, you could watch TV or you could watch like,
a sport.
Well, if you specifically want this like satisfaction of a gold digger getting what's coming to them, for that example, you could watch a show, like you could watch like a soap opera or something, or you could watch like, one of those ridiculous, like, I don't know, like a YouTube video where someone, like, records a stranger doing something horrible or records a Karen in the wild or something. Mm-hmm. But why would you want to see, like, a ham-fisted, like, poorly produced version where they're like, oh, and it's not real? Like, what?
Yeah, what is this satisfying?
Yeah, like, I don't understand. There's so many better ways to scratch the itches of seeing the things you're telling me about.
Yeah, that's, I agree.
That's a pretty good answer. I feel like Darman, who knows, unless he is using AI, I am assuming he scripts these himself, but they sound like AI slop.
Right.
Yeah, so it sounds like human-made AI slop.
But he's been doing it for quite a while, like before AI was really easily available. And he does have an Instagram video where he pretends he's taking the day off from writing. And then he has AI write a script. And boy, does it come out crazy. And all the comments say, no, this sounds like a regular Darman video. Mr. Man's moral philosophy can at times feel thin and absolutist. A common narrative arc involves a bully mocking the protagonist for being poor or having acne, and then a twist of fate strikes the bully with poverty or pimples. The videos often imply that having any kind of social problem is a form of shameful karmic punishment. In Teenager Teased for Going Bald, for example, a balding teen is ridiculed by his peers, but his success in the areas of academics and sports make it so that he's still considered hot. And once he loses shame about being bald, he's perfectly socially acceptable now. In this one, too, he is, like you mentioned, Marissa, going bald and then decides to shave his whole head, which... any balding person will tell you is a cop out because he is not going bald anymore. He is bald, and that is different.
Yeah. Okay.
The characters are broad and simple, each representing a demographic that any fourth grader could recognize, like angry mom, spoiled wife, mean girl, lazy husband. They seem almost like instructional videos to aliens that an alien species might watch to learn the basic points of American social dynamics. So now, today, Darman lives in Kim Kardashian's old house that he bought for like $20 million or something.
Wow.
But his actors protested in 2023 saying that the company is making tons of money, but they're not seeing it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Man, did I use the right word there? Yeah, I guess I did. Man contended that some participants haven't worked for the company in years, but their videos still keep racking up views. So the actors were paid for their time and talent, but not for their image and likeness. So he might have given you like $200 for a day, and now he's making hundreds of dollars off of you every day.
I mean, if you agreed to that, I kind of can't argue it.
Yeah. But, yeah. Hopefully you learned a lesson, right?
Yeah.
Colin A. Borden, who worked as an actor, writer, and director with Darman Studios, posted an explainer on his TikTok, which offered additional context. He explained that he and all the other actors who work for the studio are hired as contract players and only brought in irregularly to star in the short films. That's a little much. As a result, none of them have a regular income or can afford things like rent. Okay, you have a priority problem, Colin. If you are sitting at home waiting for Darman to call and not getting a real job, that's a you problem.
Yeah, I don't, like, I could understand you being annoyed at the situation, but again, like, if you agreed to that up front, you can't really be mad that he doesn't want to hire you more. I don't know.
Yeah.
I am not pro Darman because he sounds like a fucking twat. But
this is one of those movies that you hit the end and you go, I wasn't rooting for anybody.
Yeah.
Colin added that even as the studio grew and got more successful, the actors never saw any additional successes. Instead, they were constantly reminded that if they spoke up about their poor working conditions, they would be fired.
Oh, wait, as that's a different problem. No, yeah, one said poor working conditions. I agree with that 100%. Maybe focus on that one.
As a result, they decided to band together to protest the studio and what they believed to be unfair treatment of actors within it.
Hmm, okay. That I side with.
Darman basically made a video where he was like, all these people are lying. The end. Catch you later.
Yeah, okay.
So, on top of all of this stuff is the worst part. That there are copycats.
Oh, I bet.
According to Yahoo Finance, Rishi Jethi creates unique content, not just for his website, but also for his YouTube channel, where he features path-breaking stories of people who went above and beyond to do the right thing. His content has become a daily dose of motivation for millions of people across the globe. Illumably, which is his company.
Oh, I thought it was a word I didn't know.
And his YouTube channel. They have 500,000 followers. So when he says he's providing a daily dose of meditation for millions of people, I don't know. That has similar videos to Darman. Like, some of them are a little sharper as we deviate further and further away from Darman. Like, wife can't fit in her wedding dress.
And what's the story?
In that one, a woman who is not fat, can't fit in the wedding dress that her husband picked out for her, and...
Ew, why the fuck would a husband... That's the problem. The story is, husband picks out wife's wedding dress is way too controlling. Save her.
Yeah, and there's also guy hits girl with his car and falls in love.
Wait, I'm sorry. Do you know how the wedding dress one ends?
In the wedding dress one, she tries to lose weight. Her husband gives her all these different ways to lose weight. He hires like a
The fuck trainer, is wrong with her husband?
Hires a trainer for her. And the trainer ends up coming to her side, which is basically like, you're not fat. Like, you are a perfectly healthy person. Okay. There's no, and so the trainer and the mother say, you should call off the wedding. And she goes, no, I could do better than that. So she proceeds with the wedding. She gets to the front. She's not wearing the dress. And the husband is like, where's the wedding dress that I got for you? You're supposed to be wearing the wedding dress that I got. He's apparently some sort of stylist or fashion designer. So that's why this is important.
Oh, okay. This seems less psychotic if you tell me that.
And I think it's the mother or a friend is in the audience filming the whole thing while he's up there berating her for being fat and stupid and blah, blah, blah.
I hope she kills him.
They catch it all on video. And they're live streaming it to Facebook, and he is humiliated.
Again, it would be better if she killed him.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Yeah, guy hits girl with his car and falls in love is about a guy who hits a girl with his car and they fall in love.
That happened in the movie that just came out recently with Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh, so that's a ripoff.
Maybe it was inspired by them.
I'm sure it wasn't.
By Darman, yeah. Girl hides in a man's suitcase. I didn't watch that one.
Ugh.
And Cheater. I want to go back and watch this one. Cheater exposed by creepy blind man.
What is anything? I don't like this.
Which makes me go like, you really got to call the blind man creepy in the title. Because it sounds like he's helping by exposing the cheater. Okay, so maybe you notice that these aren't really exactly like Darman's videos. If you ask me, some have said that these are better. They incorporate cleavage sometimes too, and blurred middle fingers, and the mean people are much meaner. They also sometimes contain deliberate comedy, which, you know, sometimes hits and sometimes didn't. But they're still pitched as videos that you can get a lesson from, and since they look just like Darman videos, you kind of go like, oh, it's the same idea.
Like, I think someone should make Darman-esque videos, but they all turn into horror movies at the end.
Well, I actually looked for that today to sit down and actually, like, watch it.
Okay.
It's hard to find though, because Darman actually does have his own horror series, which came out last Halloween.
Oh.
It's, but it's
I didn't ask what it's like. Don't tell me.
It's a series. It's not like these individual, one-off type things, which is what I was looking for. I was looking for like a budget, Black Mirror type thing.
Got it. Okay.
One of the Illumably movies is called Lady Calls Cops on Black Man, Then This Happens. We obviously know the moral of this one. Man is picking up a package out in his yard, and this white lady is like, you're stealing that package. You could fill in the rest, but the funny part is that at the end you find out the black man is a cop.
Yep. But, I like better where I said he is the cop, plural, but yes.
And to make, again, to like beat you in the face with the moral you're supposed to get out of this, before she encounters the black man in the video, she encounters a white man who is dressed all in black and trying to break into a house, and she just smiles at him and waves.
Gosh.
Then there's also one called Dramatize Me. That has 3 million subscribers and actors with accents. Mostly Russian accents.
Okay.
These include titles like Bride, Horrified by Groom's Female Friend, Love, Lies, Disguise. And that translates basically into Trust Your Spouse Even If They Have a Friend Who's Female. Man Fakes His Passing to See Who Loves Him. Actually turns into a Squid Games type of thing to win a man's inheritance.
I want this episode to be done.
It's almost done. Grumpy Builder accidentally adopts little girl, which I did watch to see how he could accidentally adopt a little girl.
How did he?
He doesn't legally. He actually, this one actually turns into, he meets this little girl whose mom needs help. He goes to the hospital, finds out the mom is sick. He actually gives money to the doctor to do the surgery that the girl's mother needs. And then as he's leaving, the little girl's following him, so he kind of, like, built a bond there. But the doctor is corrupt, and he's just pocketing the money and telling them that the surgery wasn't a success and that she's going to die. But eventually, he's found out. And, of course, lastly, for the Illumably ones, man tells girlfriend she's too fat to marry.
Okay.
Now, the last one I wanted to tell you about.
Wait, how does that end? And then she goes,
I didn't watch
it. Jokes on you. And then she unzips the suit. And
she eats him.
The inside.
This last one, Marissa, comes back to the question you were asking before. What does it look like to regret this forever? Mochi Studios is another Darman-esque looking thing in that they have soap opera level looking production. They also have similar title cards, you know, that make you think that they're just like Darman videos. But these yeah. come from the African Entertainment Pipeline in Nigeria, and they get pretty fucked up.
Okay.
Like, mother forced, no, excuse me, father forces daughter to touch his ... regrets it forever.
Fuck, I know that it's not his dick and that's just a clickbait, but that's fucked up.
It's not clickbait, Marissa. It is his dick.
Oh, God.
And when wife is not home, husband forces maid to ...
And that's not clickbait? Does she have to suck his dick?
Yeah. I didn't watch that one. I watched the daughter one because I thought the same thing, Marissa. I thought, there's no way that this... But it's like, what hurts about this is that it seems like in them making these videos, they feel like they have to teach people to not make your daughter touch your dick.
What? Wait, so he learns a lesson at the end. He goes, oh, I'm so sorry.
No, he does scream apologies and cry a lot, but he gets carted off to prison.
Oh, thank God.
That's why he regrets it forever.
Okay.
So, that's what's out there, Marissa, on YouTube. Darman inspired a generation.
I would say, I know you watch it for the show, but anyone in this world who watched father forces child to touch his ... anyone who watches that, like, I don't ever want to deal with, like, they're fucked up. Like, we should arrest them.
But what if you're like, by the way, daughter's misspelled. But what if you're like,
Well, I can't wait to see how this is.
What if you're like, that's something I would do.
Force my daughter to touch my ...
Yeah.
Then that's why you should be arrested.
2.3 million views on that video, Marissa.
What the fuck? What? Wait, yeah, so I don't, okay, wait, no, we're gonna sit on this one for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still touching, so it's not just showing you a horrible story, it's teaching you a lesson. So it is, like, showing you as if, like, you're a dad that might want your daughter to teach you to touch your ... and it's teaching you that it's bad?
Yeah.
That's insane. That's insane.
He also beats her with a belt through the whole thing too.
What the fuck?
And I'm laughing because I don't know how to respond properly, but it's like, what is
this? Who would, like, let their child act in that? I hope it's a grown woman pretending to be a child in that video. Cause that's fucking weird.
Oh man, I should have watched that.
No, you shouldn't.
No, there's a remix to that video.
So there's, it's.
It looks like a reaction video.
Oh, okay, remix.
Can reaction. The top comment with 145 likes. Oh, I guess it's not the top comment. I don't know how they organize comments, but anyway. The first comment says sending 100. God, I can't do this anymore. Sending 100 plus prayers to children who go through this.
Oh, gosh.
The actually most liked one has 625 likes, which says, girl, if I were you, I would call the cops. My prayers go out to all the children who went through this.
Who the fuck is watching this? What the fuck? Okay, and again, like, if you're watching this, if you're not a creep, but you're like...
The subtext to this, or not subtext, but the subplot to this is that... The girl's mother died or left them.
Yeah.
And now she has to pay because the mom's not around.
Yeah. But no, but like, even if you're like someone who's like, oh, this is fucked up. I want to see this guy brought to justice. Like, this hits so close to home. Like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Why are you watching this video? Again, I'm not telling you. I understood why you watch this video. But like, don't you have better things to do? Not you. I mean, internet. That's it.
I don't think so.
I'm judging, and I'm unapologetically judging. I don't care. We're all broken. This world is broken. The internet broke us.
Lady slaps wretched-looking man. Little did she know. So, Marissa.
I don't like
this episode. I guess what we're trying to tell you is that YouTube needs a courtship of veneer.
Yeah,
more than you know.
I think it does. Also, by the way, I mean, I did go to school for journalism at first, and it was my understanding that you're just supposed to refer to people by their last name, not by Mr. or Mrs., like you said.
Yeah.
So that's weird. Yeah, I hate this episode. Sorry.
I did most of the watching in an incognito browser, but a couple of my research searches, unfortunately, yeah, put him on my radar, my algorithm radar.
If I fucking get one of these fucking videos from the one Google and from the phone listening to us, I'm going to kill myself.
Plugs.
So you got anything to plug, Marissa?
I plug my currently mostly Substack, Courtship of Veneer. Again, it's where I pretend to be various Victorian-ish characters and give made-up etiquette advice. It's courtshipofveneer.substack.com. And if you're like, I don't know the fuck to spell that, the link is in my Instagram bio. So yeah. It's way easier to just go to my Instagram at wristvandal and go to my link in bio. Did you know that on fucking TikTok, I can't have a link in bio until I've gotten 1,000 followers? Isn't that fucked up?
Guess you gotta keep working.
I have 200. I'm so far.
So get on that, guys. Marissa's not gonna tell you what the TikTok is, but go out there, find her, follow her. So that she can put a link in her bio. We don't ask for much.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say my TikTok is not in the link in bio because I'm hiding my TikTok from someone.
Mm-hmm.
From mostly one person.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I would plug our Patreon, patreon.com/y'allheard. There's going to be a new Pete Ruins a Movie coming up. And it's the first time that I accidentally watched a movie that I probably shouldn't be making fun of.
Oh, why?
Because it's very serious, and it's based on a true story.
Oh. Did you know that?
No.
Okay. Well, whatever.
You'll also get a quick Riss's Gossip Grill, which somehow got the theme song cut off. Sorry about that, if that's your favorite part of Riss's Gossip Grill.
what did I say? Call us at 570-POD-WAD-1. I will say our loyal listener Richard did give me a show recommendation, but through Instagram. So at least someone's listening and giving us ideas. He asked if we did slap fighting yet. Oh, and to anyone interested, Naked Gun was fantastic to me. And I went with my husband, and he laughed a lot. But I later found out that he wasn't really laughing so much as the movie. He was laughing at how hard I was laughing.
Yep.
Which tends to happen often.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you can call us at 570-POD-WAD-1, or you could email us at...
@y'allheardpod@gmail.com.
And like I said, you could slide into my DMs at wristvandal. And thank you for listening.
Yeah. Sorry for the upcoming rerun.
Yeah. Hi.